Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Swamp Dog is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world throughout the years. If you're just hearing about Swamp Dog, you'll be able to hear his single 2 million copies a little bit later, and we'll tell you how you can stay in contact with him, and of course, all the great things coming up for him next. Swamp, hello to you, and welcome to the program, man.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Hey, man, we're glad to have you on. Congratulations to you on the single. A lot in that song we're going to talk about a little bit later. But I want to first talk about this journey for you. You've been pursuing music for a while now. What has it been like for you to not only be able to build up your bass, Swamp, but to see the way that people are responding to your music?
It's a blessing to have people to be able to relate to what you really feel. You know, I speak the truth. You know what I mean? What you hear is what I go through.
Right, right. And you actually say that in that song, 2 million copies, our listeners will hear that. I mean, do you think that truth is what one of the reasons why you've been able to be successful? Because I have to say, you know, you're in an industry, Swamp, that you know. I mean, so many people are trying to sound like somebody else that's out there. Do you think that trying to be yourself has really been your key to making it?
I think being yourself is being a true artist. You only can fake it so long, you know what I mean, before
right.
they expose. My thing, you gotta tell the truth, and then to tell the truth, that's convincing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And as they say, you know, the truth always stands out. So it's always great,
yeah.
I think, for listeners to be able to get that too. So take us back then, Swamp. I mean, I mentioned that, you know, you've been a lover of music for quite some time. When did you know you wanted to be an artist? When did you know that this is something you wanted to do with your life?
Man, when I heard Scarface from the Ghetto Boys, that was it for me. You know what I'm saying? He painted a picture with his words. And anytime somebody, you can hear a song and picture a visual, you know what I'm saying, that's touching right there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I think that is really the key. You're right. I mean, when it comes to artists that really know how to paint that picture, I mean, it definitely does stick with you. So, you know, along this way then of hearing that, and knowing this is what you wanted, I mean, how difficult was it for you to take those steps? Because I believe there's a lot of talented people out there, Swamp, like you know, but they allow fear to stop them a lot of times in pursuing what they want to do. They don't know how people are going to perceive them. They don't know if anyone want to listen. How did you get past that, or did you have any fear as to how you would be taken as an artist?
If you're scared to fail, you're in the wrong business, because everybody not going to like you. It was an outlet for me. It was release therapy for me. You know what I'm saying? I come from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, man. And I come from having nothing, you know. So it was an outlet for me, you know what I mean, to express the pain and let it out. Because the more I held it in, the more I would have became more violent. So I let it out, and it helped.
Got you. Wow. So music then for you is almost like a form of therapy then.
Yeah, it was a release therapy for me.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, that is, again, one of the things that people will get from your music. I mean, being able to, you know, to hear words that they have thought about, I think, you know, that is one of the things that they'll get, as well as, of course, knowing that someone understands what they're going through. Has that been one of the things that you've heard from your fans, Swamp, that they could feel what you were talking about in your music?
Yeah, they call me the Ghetto Prophet. You know, that's another one of my alias. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? I represent the struggle and the people that don't have and still don't have, you know, for the people too hard to speak or can't speak right now. So I'm the voice for them. And, yeah, they feel me and they support me.
Yeah. And I think that is so important to know that people feel as though they have a voice and that they could look to you for that. I think that's a great thing. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Swamp Dog today. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to pursue music. He was talking to us a little bit about what inspired him, and now he's able to inspire others. Do you see that as just part of this experience for you, Swamp, that there would naturally be others that are coming up, maybe in music or in other areas of their lives, that are looking to you as an example as to what's possible for them?
Yeah, I get it. I get it all the time. I motivate a lot of people to chase their dream, chase their goal, because, like I say, I'm convinced and I done been through it. And if I can do it, you can do it.
Right. I think that's the thing. I think that is really the key. So let's get into the single. As I mentioned, we're going to be letting our listeners hear it here in a moment. It's called 2 Million Copies. How did that song initially come about?
It basically, I set a goal for myself. 2 million copies. Everybody want to go platinum. I want to go double platinum. So I set that goal for myself, and I wasn't going to let nothing stop me. In the process of the whole song, it was things that happened during my career. Doors was being slammed in my face because I was considered a threat, meaning I was better than the other artists on the label. I got put on the back burner. I was lied to. It was so much stuff I went through, you know what I'm saying? I said, well, you know what, God, you know what? I'm just going to let it all out, and I'm going to set my goal, and I'm going to chase my dream, and I'm going to grind on my own. So it's just me now, Gumbo Music.
Got you. And I think that is exactly what people will be able to tell from the message of that song. It's one of the things that I got from those who have not had a chance to hear it. Here's Swamp Dogg with his single, 2 Million Copies. You all stay with us. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Swamp right after this.
With a nun talking about, I don't care who a nigga nun trying to be. Chains, what I got a chain for? Man, that wouldn't be me. I done broke wood in my third cousin. That girl ain't kidding me. Look here, I'm trill and ain't got no house on the hill. But I seen that dude you kill. If it's looking at life and it come with 10, homeboy, better take that deal. And what you hustling for? Better find a reason, believe me, you never trust them though. I came in the game just to get mine. I popped somebody just to get by. I know some girls though who would cut though and suck just to get high. Without a conscience, you can stop that stunting. I already know you're broken fronting. If you ain't talking about making something, man, you can't tell me nothing. So get from by me and don't try to stop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. Every time I fall in the club, y'all be sweating, ho. Talk my debt, so baby mama, she said you and L ain't cut before. What a hater won't do, what a hater won't say, no, a hater gon' lie. Just met the girl trying to prank the girl, ain't nothing that a hater won't try. Stop that line, cause a fake mother, I'm gonna sign. Got locked up dead little time. Raised off of that soul food, now you don't eat no swine. Oh, you a Muslim now? So a coochie had a little poker bin, and you wouldn't be eating no shit, huh? Hold up. Some of y'all be showing me that old fake love, that old hate love, cause I done blowed up. I broke my girl, set stamp, she still ain't right back, and I'm paying all of this child support, and I don't know where my turn at. That some of y'all didn't even accept my phone call. Love pole to be thick in the water, now I don't even trust y'all. Y'all, they know who I'm talking about, no try to stop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. Don't you come preach to me, man, if you ain't living right. Been knowing Lil Wayne all my life. Now he think he Jesus Christ. Be the rhyme folks, so blows. Not homeboy when it come to cold. Testifying like a last hope. But I ain't gonna kill him, though. Let him next man deal with him. Take a walk to the hill with him. Drink a little beer with him. Trick him and put that steel in him. That for being unreal, nigga. I'm a fear nigga. Chop him up like sugar cane with a sling blade. Set a network for the next man. You can rob that dude and change the game. You can be who you gonna be. Big dope man with a diamond key. Got a freak girl, speak Japanese. Get your tree from overseas. Is them your cars or them your crib? Or them that really your kid? I was out there getting a work. I don't give a damn about what you did. Who, what, when, why? Who shot him and who done died? Who smashing your girl of mine? Who telling the truth or lie? I'm coming to get mine in time, but don't try to stop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope somebody pop me. If I can't sell 2 million coppers, I hope
Again, that was 2 million copies right here on Conversations Live by recording artist Swamp Doll. We've been talking to Swamp not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. You know, you talk about in that song, Swamp, as I mentioned earlier, about the realness and that being something that people connect with, and you said that's one of the things that people get. I think there's also the commitment you have to the dream, because there are so many people that are so quick to put their careers in other hands. You really, in that song, talk about the importance of doing yourself, being the best of yourself. What is it that keeps you motivated? What keeps you going when so many people stop?
It ain't about me. It's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? I represent a lot of people, and the expectation of me is real high. You know what I'm saying? And plus, man, you know, I'm a father. I do have children. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing it for a whole lot of people. It ain't just about me.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I think that is the thing about a gift. I think when we realize that it's so much bigger than ourselves, as you said, Swamp, I think it really does help us, you know, in our responsibility in life and the way that we carry ourselves. So for you then as an artist, when people hear the name Swamp Dog, what do you want them to think about when it comes to the kind of music that you create?
It's gumbo. Swamp Dog is an alligator. I'm from Louisiana. And it's gumbo, everything in it. You know what I'm saying? When you hear me speak, when I spit, it's like I'm biting, like I'm barking, like I'm capturing your attention, so you're going to listen to what I got to say. I just want you to listen.
Right, right. Well, I tell you, I mean, you can definitely tell in that song 2 million copies, you know, definitely the wordplay that's there and the way that you're able to paint a picture. Ironically, just as you talked about what you were drawn to when you were first really realizing what you wanted to do, that is what you're able to do in your music, is to really paint that picture. When it comes to painting that picture, you know, the world has changed so much, especially over the past few years, Swamp, in the way that people are connecting with music. You know, a lot of times artists like yourselves would go out, you'd be face-to-face with your fans, you'd be out doing the live performances. Now, of course, so much of the world has gone digital, and you're connecting with people all around the world. But talk to us about the live experience, because I think there's something special about that connection in the room. What is it like for you when you get up on that stage and start sharing music that way?
It's like my supporters, I call them supporters because I don't really have fans. Everybody believe in me, support me. But to touch them, that's what I do it for. You know what I'm saying? To be able to touch them, I would rather do a club than an arena. Me being away from my fans, it's like I'm not connecting with them. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's the best feeling in the world to get their response, and then they just know your song word for word. And it's just a beautiful feeling, and I thank God for that.
Yeah. Well, I know they appreciate that as well, Swamp. So we heard the single here, 2 million copies. What's next for you? What can our listeners expect next from Swamp Dog?
I'm currently in the process of working on my album titled The Gumbo Album. The Gumbo Album is going to consist of different ingredients. Each song is a different ingredient. You know, like I said, I'm from Louisiana, so, you know, gumbo is a well-known dish down there. So I'm finna give them that food for thought, that good food. You know, it's going to be a mixture of, it's going to have gospel, we're going to have reggae, jazz, and it's going to have everything in it. Everything in it.
Wow. All right, so something for us to look forward to, definitely coming from Swamp Dog. So, Swamp Dog, how can our listeners stay in contact with you, man, and keep updated on the upcoming projects?
My Facebook page on the Swamp Dog, the Gator Man, that's SWAMPDAWG. Dog is DA Gator Man, GATORMAN. My Twitter at 225 Swamp Dog. My Instagram is Swamp Dog the Gator Man. You can go on YouTube, catch Swamp Dog the Gator Man. You can go on Dat Piff and download. I got 2 mixtapes hosted by Darren Cannon. It's Swamp Dog the Gator Man, The Independent Way, and Swamp Dog the Gator Man, Respect My Grind. So you can go on Dat Piff and download them right now.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying in contact with Swamp Dogg. As he said, he's all over the place. We'll make sure that we tag him as well. Again, of course, he's on Twitter, as he mentioned. You can find him there at 225 Swamp Dogg. And Dogg, of course, is spelled D-A-W-U-G, is where you guys can find him there. And then you said on Facebook, Swamp Dogg is Swamp Dogg the Gator Man, right?
Swamp Dogg the Man, yes, sir. Instagram, Swamp Dogg the Gator Man. YouTube, Swamp Dogg the Gator Man. Everything Swamp Dogg the Gator Man. You heard me?
So they've made it very easy then for you guys to be able to stay in contact with him. Swamp Man, really appreciate the time today. Last question I have for you would be this. You know, I'm always trying to share some advice for people. And as you know that people are inspired by you. Based on your own experiences in this industry, based on what you've gone through and what you've achieved, what advice would you give to anybody, Swamp, about the importance of not just having a dream, but also, of course, being true to that dream?
Man, keep God first, then your family, and then your music. That's the best advice I can give y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows, so make sure you guys remember that. Again, everyone, Swamp Dogg has been our guest. Swamp Man, congratulations to you. Again, the single you guys heard here, of course, as we mentioned earlier, is 2 million copies. But as you heard Swamp say, you can go to datpiff.com, be able to get his mixtapes from there completely for free. So make sure you also share that information with your friends. Swamp Man, continued success to you, and looking forward to our next conversation together, man.
Okay, I want to shout out my manager and my stylist, Darnell Howard, a.k.a. Darnell Miss Rai, Urban Chic Styling Agency, and my publicist, Miss Lacey. And, I'm currently living in Atlanta, Georgia. I got a lot of support out of Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, Lansing, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, Louisiana, the Gulf Coast, Midwest, East Coast, the whole United States and the world, man. Thanks for y'all support. I'm out of here. A wow, wow. Holla at your boy, you heard me.
All right, Swamp Dogg, and we appreciate you. And also, of course, we want to thank Miss Lacey for setting up this conversation with us as well from Lacey Promotions. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Swamp, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online. You guys can catch the podcast just a little while after we go off the air here. I'll be posting a link on our Facebook and Twitter pages, so make sure you guys head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.